Welcome to Burning Hearts with Pastor Michael Kraft, a ministry of the Alpine Chapel in Telluride, Colorado. Here's a preview of what you'll hear from Pastor Michael today.
This is what he's all about. So all throughout the Bible, we read again and again and again that God wants his people to be in one accord. And that just meant no schisms, no division. Matter of fact, read, I could just spend all day, how serious God is about there being unity in the church. How much he doesn't want gossip. How much he doesn't want division. It's a big deal to the Lord. No conflicting purposes. We're all on the same page.
As Pastor Michael will illustrate in today's message, unity is crucial in the church. Now, this doesn't mean we're going to agree on everything. Our unity is in the belief that Jesus is the Son of God, who became a man, lived a perfect life, died on the cross for our sins, and rose again, ascending to heaven, where he's preparing a place for those that believe in him. It's not that other matters aren't important, but if we can unite around that truth, we can approach other matters with grace as we seek God together. Now, here's Pastor Michael in the book of John chapter 12, as he begins his message, Accord with One Another.
If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, these are core values and distinctives that I believe should be very important to you as well. So it's not just about this church. We always have people that come, and you might be from a Methodist background or a Lutheran background or Pentecostal background or whatever. We all here at the Alpine Chapel meet around the foot of the cross. We love Jesus. And these core values in this series has been way more special than I thought it would be. It's been really, really cool. From now on, we've just decided that if new people come to the church and they want to join or whatever, we're going to always direct them to this series online and say, please listen to this series and you'll get a good idea of what we're all about. So this is important stuff to us. We've been using the acrostic Alpine Chapel. There's 12 letters in Alpine Chapel. Today is the ninth message, beginning the third month of doing this. And the ninth letter in Alpine Chapel is A. You can count, I promise. And that stands for accord with one another. And here's our value. Alpine Chapel recognizes diversity among followers of God in non-essential areas. We do not press for uniformity in these. By the way, let me just say this. This is the longest value we have. This is really going to take a while to read. Okay. We do not press for uniformity. I had a lot of coffee this morning. We don't press for uniformity in these areas, but rather we encourage people to search the Bible, Scripture, seeking balance, mutual understanding, humility, and love. Notice here that it does not say we are seeking to be right. God showed me a long time ago I need to die to the right to always be right. I had to die to that. So we're not seeking to be right here. We're seeking for these things, balance, mutual understanding, humility, and love. And additionally, we seek to respect one another's differences without a quarrelsome, arrogant, or divisive. Anybody ever gone to church and seen somebody like that? Quarrelsome, arrogant? I mean, not this church, your home church. Oh, you should meet my wife. All right, just kidding. I'm just kidding. She is the opposite of that. Arrogant or divisive spirit, and to return continually to the great commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love God, love others. Amen. We always want to return to that in those areas. So I thought I would start with a corny joke. What kind of car, and this is corny, you've heard it. What kind of car did Jesus drive? Now, most people will say a Chrysler, but you're way off on that. He drove a Honda, and I know this. He never talked about it. He never talked about the fact that he drove a Honda, but I found scriptural proof. Look at this, John 12:49. Jesus said, "For I did not speak of my own accord." So there it is right there. Sorry. It's okay to laugh in church, right? Is that okay? You know, the concept of all being in one accord is expressed throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, you see this idea that God longs for his people to be in one accord, not the Honda, but to be unified on the same page. As a matter of fact, as I was studying it this week, I found 10 times that that phrase is used in just the book of Acts. The book of Acts is all about how the church started and how it began. And yet you see again and again and again, God wants his people to be on the same page. He wants them to be in one accord. Here's just one example, Acts 1:14. It says, all of these, speaking of the disciples, with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with, you know, some of the ladies that were there. But they were on the same page. When you look at the original language, one accord, the idea it conveys is this inner unity that a group of people that are all going in the same direction have. Does that make sense? I'm a huge NFL football fan, and right now we've just begun practice for all the different teams. They're about to start the preseason, and these guys are practicing, and I don't know if you are care or whatever, but this last week in New York, the New York Buffaloes, they had a big scrap in their practice. These two guys started fighting each other on the same team. And I kind of get it. There's like over 100 people there. They got to whittle it down to 53 or whatever it is. And so these guys are fighting for a position on the team, but the coach interrupts. They show this on ESPN, and he's ticked. He's like, hey, we're on the same team, man. We want to win the Super Bowl this year. Buffalo Bills are not going to win the Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs will win. But anyway, he's like, this is our goal, man. We want to go. Whoever's talking out loud, just be quiet. All right. We have a goal here. We're on the same team. We have an inner unity, if I can say it that way, to go after this thing. And so this is the idea of what being in one accord. He didn't use that language. We all need to be in one accord. But that idea is there's this inner desire for all of us. We're a group of people that are going the same direction. Whether you go to this church all the time or not, you're a part of the body of Christ, and we need to be. It's important to the Lord that we be on the same page. In the newer translations, I've been using the Christian Standard Bible, just came out in 2017. And in this translation, it doesn't use the language with one accord. It'll say with one mind. And I'll give you an example in Romans 15:6. It says, so that you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ with one mind and one voice. When a group of people acts single-mindedly, unanimously, in harmony, in unity, without division, without dissent, they are operating with one mind, or they're operating in one accord. And this is a concept, again, that I've found all throughout the Bible, even in the Old Testament. I'll show you just a couple examples of that. Joshua chapter 9, verse 2, we're talking about a bunch of pagan kings that it says that they gathered themselves together to fight with one accord against the good guys. Speaking of the conversion of some heathen nations in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9, everybody, how many of you were reading Zephaniah this morning before church? Right, just a good devotional book. It says, for at that time I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech, that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord. This particular verse is interesting because as I was looking at the original language, which is Hebrew, the Old Testament here, that word with one accord is literally translated with one shoulder. And I thought that was really interesting, with one shoulder. And I, as I researched that, I found that they got that idea from a farmer that would yoke his oxen together with those big pieces of wood. And if he had the goal of accomplishing plowing a field, he'd get two oxen, yoke them together. They would be shoulder to shoulder, and then they could accomplish that goal. Does that make sense? So that verse, I think, is very interesting. Actually, in the NIV, it's actually translated shoulder to shoulder. This is what God desires for his sons and daughters. That we walk in one accord, that we walk shoulder to shoulder, ready to take on the enemy, ready to advance the kingdoms of the Master, Jesus. Amen? This is what he's all about. So all throughout the Bible, we read again and again and again that God wants his people to be in one accord. And that just meant no schisms, no division. Matter of fact, I could just spend all day. How serious God is about there being unity in the church. How much he doesn't want gossip. How much he doesn't want division. It's a big deal to the Lord. No conflicting purposes. We're all on the same page. And last image I'll give you of just what one accord means. I'm not much of a musician, but I can play a few instruments. One of them is the guitar. And I think about being in one accord. Okay? So I don't know much, okay? When I was a youth pastor, we didn't have anybody leading worship, so I had to learn a few chords. So I learned, this is a C right here, okay? Isn't that pretty? Here's a G. And here's a D. If you know those three chords, you can play any song in any church in America. That's the truth. That is the truth. But a chord, it's interesting. You put your fingers in different places. So you might put your pointer finger on the note, I don't know what that is, let's call it a B. And then you put your middle finger on, let's say, an A. And then you put your, I'm my way off, Steve. Just shut up. All right. Here's my point. You're putting on different notes. You get with me? But together, when you strum them all together, these different notes, they make a chord. You with me? Okay? This is what I think the Holy Spirit wants to do in the church. We have a lot of different notes represented in this room. Okay? Some of you are an A or a B, whatever it is. But together, when the Spirit strums us, we make a chord that makes beautiful music to the glorification of the Lord. You guys with me? This is being in one accord. It doesn't mean that we're all exactly the same. It just means that together, God can bring glory to himself. This is the desire of the Alpine Chapel. We want to be a place where we are in accord with one another. It's very, very important. On the same page, fighting shoulder to shoulder, not in division, on the majors. We want to be in unity on the majors. Now, please hear what I'm saying, because I don't want to be misunderstood, and I'll try to be as clear as possible. How many of you have heard something like the old cliche, to be successful, you have to major on the majors and minor on the, minors, something like that, right? We want to be people that major on the majors and minor on the minors. The church should be a place where there are certain things that we will not budge on. There should be certain things that are non-negotiable to us, certain beliefs. There should be certain doctrines that are hills we would die on. And that will cause division. You guys following what I'm saying here? There are majors that we don't, and we live in a culture right now, and unfortunately there are churches right now who are not, they would disagree with what I'm saying right now. That, you know, because we all want to be culturally relevant. We don't want to offend anybody. And so, but I'm telling you right now, there are majors that we major on that we need to stick to our guns on. In this day, 2022, we cannot compromise. Let me give you just a few examples, okay? Number one is this. We believe this is God's word. The Bible is the, we call it inspired, which means God breathed it. The Bible tells us that there were men that were carried along by the Holy Spirit. And literally, they wrote down the things that God was telling them to write. 66 books, Old and New Testament, right? 39 in the Old, 27 in the New. All of it ordained and inspired and breathed by God. This is a major for us. So if you come walking into this church and you don't believe that, I'm going to tell you, you're going to hate this church. You will. We're going to love you and you're welcome to be here. God bless America. But you're going to hate it because everything I teach, everything we preach, every song we sing is based on this word. You guys, it's all about this. The way we run our church, the way we do our marriages, the way we discipline our children. It's all based on God's word. So if you don't believe God's word, you're gonna hate it. Does that make sense? It's a major and we ain't budging on it. I was here, a couple years ago, just a few months before COVID, and I was preaching and there's people here and I could see some lady just going back and forth outside the windows. And I didn't know what she was doing. I'd taken a smoke break or something. And we have since tinted the windows so weirdos like her can't look in. But as soon as I said amen, everybody got up and they were leaving and she came a beeline in and just started yelling at me. And I was like, whoa, you know, and I knew she had not been in church, but she's yelling at me. And she starts yelling, you know, I hear that you hate homosexuals and this church hates homosexuals and who do you think you are? And I was like, whoa, you know, and everybody that was here was sort of like, what in the world's going on? And I just stopped her. I said, well, time out. Do you believe the Bible? What? Do you believe the Bible? I just need to know that. Well, no, I don't. I said, well, then we're not talking about minor issues then. This is a major for us. And if you don't agree on the Bible, then we got nothing to talk about. And don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. She was like, what? I was like, don't let. No, I didn't say that, but I thought it. Listen, we're not going to agree with everybody in this world, gang. When we stand on the things that are majors, we will have division. That is not what walking in one accord. I'm talking about the body of Christ being in one accord with each other. There are majors. Okay, another major for us is that there's only one God. There's not such myriad of gods. We don't have the God of thunder named Thor, and we don't have God of the river, and we got one God. He's made himself known in three distinct ways, Father, Son, and Spirit, but we have one God, gang. It's important. Another major for us is we believe that that one God created everything. Everything you enjoy, all the beauty that you see, even the people sitting around you in this very hot room, God created. If tomorrow they discover some star 100 billion light years away, I believe God created that star. Does that make sense? Everything. He is the creator of all. And because he's created all and he's created us, we are made in his image. We believe this. We believe that the first man and woman rebelled against God and they introduced sin into the world. We call this the fall. And because of that, we have a sinful nature. And because of that, we are all in need of a savior. We teach this. Okay, Jesus came here on a rescue mission. Somebody told me a few years ago, Pastor Michael, you need to listen to a sermon of somebody else here in town because he mentioned your church. And I was like, okay, so I listened to it. And the guy said this, he goes, you know, you go to some churches in this town and they'll tell you that Jesus was on a rescue mission and that he, you know, that we're all sinners. He goes, I'm here to tell you today, Jesus was not on a rescue mission. We are all gods. We do not need a savior. He goes, don't listen to that garbage. You have the light within you. All of us are gods and Jesus was a God and we're all gods. And I was like, I think I could take him. Let me tell you what, guys. It's a big deal. We need a savior. And I know we don't hear that a lot today, you know, because we're all good on our own and you can make it happen on your own. And man, we need Jesus. I need Jesus. Jesus Christ is the one and only savior of the world. This is a major for us. His death on the cross is what paid for our sin and made a way for you and I to have a relationship with God again. That's a major. We don't budge on that one. Amen? We also believe salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus alone. I can't do enough good things to earn my salvation. It's because God stinking loves you and loves me and has mercy on us. That's the only way we get there. It's through his grace, amen? We also, another major I think is very important, is that we believe that all men, if they should call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. That means it doesn't matter what color you are, if you're salt or pepper. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter if you are in prison serving a life sentence because you murdered 12 people. All men and women who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you kidding me? This is why we're here. He saved us, man. We fell in love with the one who captured our hearts. Amen? And we believe this, man. People come and say, well, you don't know what I've done. You're right, I don't know what you've done, but I know what Jesus has done. And we're saved. These are majors, and I could do more and more, but you're getting the point here. There are certain things that we don't budge on, hills that we die on, that we have to be in one accord about. Now, at the same time, there are minors. Now, these are non-essential things, things that people, unfortunately, I have found, have divided much over. And I could give you a long list of these, but I'll just give you a few. One of them is style of worship, okay? Trust me, I've been in ministry since a long time, and this is one of the big ones. People come up, I just need to have a meeting with you, Pastor, because we really hate the music. And I'm like, well, why? I'm like, well, I just like the piano or the organ or I like whatever. The new songs are my favorite that I hear on K-Love. That's what I want to hear. And all you sing is the old songs or vice versa. And here's my response to that. Who cares what you want? I'll be honest, I don't care. I don't want you to email me. I don't give a rip. And I'm not trying to be mean, but Galatians chapter 1, verse 10 says that we are to be pleasers of God and not pleasers of men. And I don't really care what style you like. Are the words glorifying to Jesus Christ? Are we lifting up the Son of God? Are we praising his name? Then you can sing it to an old bar tune, which, by the way, is what Amazing Grace was. It was a bar tune. They just changed the words. Or you can sing it to some new thing that you heard on K-Love yesterday. I don't really care. I just, you know, the Bible tells us to sing a new song unto the Lord. Wonder why it says that. Maybe it's because if I sing Amazing Grace for the 50,000th time, it doesn't mean as much as it used to. But when I have to read the words and I have to sing something new, it challenges me to get out of myself and out of my ritual and to worship the master. Does that make sense? But people divide over it, dude. Or the color of the chairs. You know, you got rid of the old chairs and now we have black chairs. Those are demonic looking, you know. I've heard it all. Listen, we can divide. Those are minors, okay? And sometimes they're important, but they're not as important as the majors. People will say things like, things that have divided the methods. A lot of times it's methods. Like last week we did a baptism right here and we had a sheep tank. I know, it's a sheep tank. I get it. Not great. Well, at our other church, we have a beautiful baptistry and it's so beautiful. And that's awesome. Praise the Lord. We have a sheep tank. You know what? People that got dunked in your beautiful baptistry and people that got dunked in our sheep tank were just making a statement that they fell in love with Jesus. See what I'm saying? We're going to major on majors. We're going to minor on minor. I could just keep going. There's so many things that people want to argue about. A couple months ago, we were going through Genesis, and I was talking on Genesis chapter 6, the first four verses, very controversial verses. It talks about the sons of God slept with the daughters of men. And I tried to present both sides. You know, some people believe the sons of God is talking about the angels that fell. Other people believe that the sons of God is speaking about the lineage of Seth. And so I presented both of those. I showed a lot of scripture in that message, and I said, this is sort of where I stand with that. I got, you wouldn't believe, like people just so upset. Well, I just don't agree with you, Pastor. I'm like, okay, that's fine. We can agree to disagree on that. It's not a major. You're not coming to church every Sunday and hearing about the Nephilim that are mentioned twice in the entire Bible. You're not hearing it. Now, we'll talk about it when we come up to it in scripture because, it, you know, it's a minor, but we ain't majoring on that stuff. You see what I'm saying? Well, I just can't go to your church if you don't believe like I believe. Wow. All of these subjects are important, and some people may call these things majors, but I have found that they just cause division. When I come to one of these subjects in my teaching, I always, and I'm telling you, I do my best. I'm not great. But I do my best to try to present both sides of what people believe, and then I try to show scripture, and then I always end up by saying, this is sort of what I believe. You can believe what you want, and then I try to have a lesson. For another few months ago, we were talking about Calvinism versus Arminianism. And those are big words. If you don't understand them, just ignore me for 2 seconds. And I showed you what both parties believe and everything, and then I showed some scripture, and they both have scripture. And I just basically said at the end of that, I do believe kind of both. I think God picked me, and I think that I have to pick God. So you can write books this big about Tulip and whatever you want, but in the long run, can we just get along and love Jesus together? Who cares? So, and I know people would disagree with that, but I'm telling you, we got a major on the major and minor on the minors. And so for me, this is the value. We want to seek to respect one another's differences without being quarrelsome and arrogant and all those other things.
You've been listening to Burning Hearts with Pastor Michael Kraft, as Pastor Michael has been taking us through the heartbeat of the church. When it comes to the life or lack thereof in a church, one important place to look is found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, where the resurrected Jesus said to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Now there's a lot to unpack there, but let's look at just the first word Jesus said, go. How willing are you to go, whether it's across the aisle at the grocery store, across the street, or across the world? You and I are called to go. We live in an incredible time where you can find all the nations in your hometown. Will you go? We're so glad you've joined us here on Burning Hearts. This is a ministry out of the Alpine Chapel in Telluride, Colorado. Do you have questions about what it is we believe? Do you want to give to this ministry? Would you like to find out where we're located and what our service times are? Are you curious to see if we have a live stream of our services? The answer to all these questions and more can be found on our website, thealpinechapel.com. Once again, that website is thealpinechapel.com. Go check us out today, and we'll see you back here again to hear more from Pastor Michael about the heartbeat of the church on Burning Hearts.